There are 21 people signed up for public comment and a half an hour allocated for it. Since we went over a little into your time, I think it only fair that we extend that a little bit to accommodate everybody. However, if we go more than about a minute and a half per person, we'll be here for another 45 minutes. So we would appreciate it if you could keep your comments under a minute and a half. We'll put a sign up when there's 30 seconds left. We'll let you know when there's a minute and a half left. I'm also going to call people three at a time, and if you could be ready after the previous speaker has spoken to come up so that the time between speakers is not long, I'd appreciate it. The other thing is, during public comment, there's a tendency for the room to get noisy, and that also slows things down. So if we can all be respectful of every speaker and give them our full attention, that would help. The first speaker is Zoom Der Taubian, if I am correct in that. Stefan Neustadter and William Hirvagen. I apologize for butchering the pronunciation of anybody's names. Those are the first three people. And Deb here is going to keep time, and she'll let you know at 30 and... with 30 seconds remaining in the time.
I would like to ask, why is this meeting in an expensive hotel? Why aren't we in a community organization? So many of them are right here in New York. WBAI has not reached its fundraising goals in 2 years, so the money that's spent on renting this room, you know, should maybe help them. Also, I want to talk about the left out people who constantly call to be on the radio, and because they don't know the right person, they don't have the connections, they never get airtime. So I think in all the affiliates, there should be a certain block of time that's almost like a lottery, and maybe half of that should be for indigenous peoples, which don't get enough airtime, and there could be a fair way of reaching the community besides clicks and, you know, knowing the right people.
Stefan Neustadter. Firstly, I think the Pacifica and WBA are a gem of unparalleled value. The other point I would make is that WBAI is a house divided now. There were major clashes before the coup, clashes during the coup and after. And I really think that the board, the Pacifica board, should really review and see what's happening, because we're going to lose this. We're going to be fighting amongst ourselves, and we're going to lose it. Lastly, or next to last, is there was a reference to WBAI losing a major funding source without naming names. That major funding source was very divisive. He badmouthed the station both on and off, and it was blood money. He was taking WBAI blood for a relatively small amount of money. And lastly, on this matter of money or spending, why do we have security guards here? I know the WBAIs can be rambunctious, but we do know how to behave ourselves in meetings. And certainly, since we got rid of the thugs in the coup, we trust the board more. So why are we paying for security?
Good evening. My name is William Hirvagen. I'm a long-time listener, member, and I recently started volunteering last year, and now I've attended some meetings, committees, and then recently this year the LSB at WBAI. And I'd just like to thank you all for giving me some hope, but there, with an example of a good, or how a meeting could be run. When I go to the meetings at LSB this year for WBAI, there's a group that's in the minority that's against the program director. They delay, they stall, they disrupt. They just, nothing gets done at WBAI LSB meetings because of these people. And I hope something could happen a little bit better. Thank you.
Martin, next one is Martin Adrian and Ken Nash and Paul Dorenzo. Martin Adrian, Ken Nash, and Paul Dorenzo.
William. But I already did that. We only had... I'm half deaf and the sound system is lousy. Anyway, an observation before I start. I see civility, cooperation. I hear wonderful positive things about what programming can be and what have you. We don't have this at WBAI's local station boards. It's a nightmare. I mean, there's a black cloud that hangs over the place. And I'm delighted to see that other people are feeling some of that. And I don't know whether it's avoidance or what, but I think it should be expressed and brought out and dealt with. Enough already. Subject, detractors at WBAI, on-air producers, LSB members, etc. Starting with the most egregious. Gary Null telling his listeners on air not to support the station financially during fundraising. Telling his listeners on air to follow him immediately at the end of his show to follow him to his next program. Identifying the station, taking away WBAI audience. And the worst offense, attempting to take over the station by having it put into receivership. This being done with his attorney and two old Christmas Coug board members. Luckily, it was thrown out of court. Can you imagine working at WBAI with that martinet at the helm? By the way, he has stated on air that he never gives anyone a second chance. I repeat that. He never gives anyone a second chance.
Time.
Oh, damn.
And thank you so much for respecting the time, sir.
Hi, my name is Ken Nash. I'm a shop steward with the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee at WBAI, and I co-produce a show called Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report, WBAI. Last November, the Pacifica National Board passed a resolution calling for management to create an unpaid staff list for LSB election purposes with the participation of unpaid staff unions or organization, but giving management the sole right to check its accuracy. At the January USOC meeting, we passed a resolution urging the PNB to change this resolution so that any conflict in authentication of the list would be arbitrated by a third party picked by both union and management, not unilaterally by management. There would be an arbitration system also to resolve differences which would extend to stations where unions exist. We're particularly concerned about this PNB resolution because it seeks to create a situation where the unpaid staff do the work of creating the list of union members and management has the power to authenticate this list. The definition of unpaid staff is a jointly agreed upon clause in our collective bargaining agreement and not something whose definition management can implement unilaterally. We're also very concerned about a proposal for the PNB Programming Committee's proposed national programming policy covering sale and syndication of Pacifica programming, but I don't have time to talk about this now. It'll be discussed at the next board meeting, and I hope you take real thought about this because it's very important and possibly illegal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Paul DiRienzo, Chris Farrell, Frank Lefevre.
Well, I hate to rain on the parade, but I'll lay it out this way, and I don't know how people are going to take it, but WBAI should be renamed Democracy Not Now, because that's what's happening there. WBAI has failed financially, it's failed in governance, it's failed its union, and USOC is not a union and does not even represent unpaid staff. It's failed its mission, it has declining membership, increased infighting, reduced only by the layoffs because there's nobody left to fight anymore. The interim general manager, is trying but can do little more than damage control. Is WBAI a Pacifica station, or is it a lone wolf, a law unto itself that just decides what it wants to do anytime it feels like? The problem. The PNB here does little to understand the problems in New York City and adapts and accepts simplistic explanations from the JUC. The entrenched programmers who hog airtime at WBAI and support certain managers in blocking any real community input. Some programmers have been there for years and have hours and hours of programs, and their entire lives represent supporting the program director and making sure that nobody ever challenges that time, and these programs do nothing to add to the mission. Wasting the time of the PNB. The elections have been questionable. Membership lists, as you have had to deal with here are questionable. Maybe it's time to think of a signal swap. There's new licenses coming up. Maybe you should give the JUC their own radio station. They can operate out of a church basement in Brooklyn, and we can think about getting a real station in New Orleans. Thank you.
Chris Farrell, then Frank Lefevre, and Janet Coleman.
My name is Chris Farrell. I'd like to say something about the switch at WBAI to what the program director, I believe, calls a premium-driven model of fundraising. It seems to me that's a fundamental shift from Pacifica's vision of producing programming that was so good that even if though people could get it for free, they would be willing to pay to support it, to one that is predicated on selling books, DVDs, CDs at highly inflated rates and using WBAI Pacific as a brand name to leverage people to get them to pay for that. A shift, as you would say, from information to infomercial. This has several disturbing effects, and one of which is that it's not particularly successful. It's painful to watch the station go broke by selling out. Also, what that means, because WBAI is now raising funds about 25% of the time, you have one day out of four, one of the determining factors on what gets on the air is how well will it sell. Because premiums featuring a conspiracy view of what happened on 9/11 happened to be a good seller, if you listen to WBAI during a marathon period, you might well get the impression that that's the only political question worth debating, and that the only possible answer is that, in fact, it was a government conspiracy. Not that this is one viewpoint that might be discussed, but, in fact, that's the only viewpoint. Then the station has the makers of the video they've been selling on, and they have to interview the people who are responsible for their for the funds that's coming in, exactly what Pacifica warned about.
My name is Frank Lefevre. I retired from a position as a researcher and clinician at Helen Hayes Hospital 3 years ago. Since then, I've spent entirely too much time at LSB committee meetings. I understand you folks have an important issue to vote on tomorrow. One of the important things about our voting system here is that it's not winner takes all, but we have a provision to preserve minority voices and our governance bodies. However, the gang that's controlling things, the LSB at WBAI, has found a way around that. They have managed to rob one constituency of its representation for over a year by misusing a Robert's Rules of Order provision aimed at preserving decorum at one meeting. And their continuing excuse is they don't believe that the culprit's excuse is sincere enough. What the hell is it? Is it the Spanish Inquisition? Is it Mao's Cultural Revolution? What do you mean? They, the judge, the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury decide whether or not somebody's apology is sincere? Come on now. They are going to remove people, dissident voices, one by one, first at BAI and then elsewhere when they see what a good recipe that is, if you folks will do something about it tomorrow. They have their eyes on others. They have their eye on Patty Heffley. They've already initiated an attack against her, a complete bullshit attack, and they have their eyes on two more members of the LSB.
Janet Coleman, Sean Rhodes, Steffi Brooks.
Because of the shortness of time and long list of people, I am going to save some critical commentary for later sessions. Right now, I want to bring tidings from our great radio mentor and the inventor of freeform radio, Bob Fass, who is in a Staten Island hospital now after a serious bout with pericarditis, several conditions resulting from that is the sac around the heart. And I think if you are interested in your own institutional memory, and most progressive institutions are, and respect their elders in a way that we do not, it might be really nice if you all emailed Bob Fass some some, what do you call it? It's not condolences, but get well soon. And you can, I will forward them to him if you write me at jcoleman@wbai.org. Time. Criticism to follow.
I'm going to cede my time to Mitchell Cohen.
Thanks, Sean. Hi. I wanted to follow up on what Janet said about Bob Fast. Bob almost died last week, and he's in a very dangerous situation in the hospital. And I'd like for the board members to appreciate the work that he's done for 40 years now over at BAI, and perhaps issue some sort of a proclamation or a plaque or a gift that we could bring to Bob in the hospital, and perhaps a visit from some people from different station areas. I know it would cheer him up enormously. And that's all I want to say right now, and I'll talk some more tomorrow about the criticisms and other things about the station, but I think that should take some degree of prominence here. Thank you.
Mr. Rhodes, if you'd like to speak, we'll take the whole list. So, okay. Steffi Brooks, Berta Silva, Indra Hardat.
On Bob, he has 40, 45 years worth of digital tape, an oral history trove that he doesn't have the money to digitize and preserve. So I think that would be a real service if the board could think about doing something with this treasure. And I also think that the board should, he has no retirement, he has no benefits, and there are other people who have devoted their lives to Pacifica. So I don't know how to deal with that, but I think the board should put that on your plate. Quickly, I want you to keep your eyes on the ball. I'm very impressed with the affiliates report. I think that's really, really, really important. Also, the Spanish language programming and other national programming, and also whatever efforts can be made to increase the diameter of the pipeline so that more new people can get on. Without these kinds of moves, Pacifica will not prosper. At BAI, we need a volunteer coordinator. I know we have no money, but we're losing out on hundreds of people with money, talent, resources who want to contribute, and they can't get a call back or an email back because the staff is overwhelmed. We need that.
Thank you. Berta Silva, Indra Hardat, Eddie Ellis.
Muy buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Berta Silva. I'm a member of the local station board here in New York City. I'd like to talk about the Latino programming. Some of you know or may have heard that we're having a controversy where some of the Latino programmers here in New York City have united, are asking that their time not be taken away. Someone earlier mentioned that sometimes some of the producers become entrenched. Nobody wants their programs to be touched. This is not a WBAI program. This is a Pacifica-wide issue. And so, therefore, what I'm saying today is that in light of what is happening in our country with immigrant rights, with the growing Latino community in all of our major cities, and yes, the program director is attempting to address this issue, but not to the satisfaction of the Latino programmers, I'm asking that Latino programming be expanded in all of the affiliates, of course, in all of the cities where Pacifica is located, and that we start serving the Latino broader community, not just giving us a few, you know, hours here, 20 minutes here. And I hope that we can address this in your future discussions with the affiliates and ongoing policy on programming. Thank you.
The next person is Indra Hardat, and then Eddie Ellis.
Hi, good evening, everyone, and welcome to New York City. And my message is that I would like to invite all of you to come to the station for a visit. That includes the public. Thank you very much.
Indra, that's immediately
tonight
after the session?
After the session.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Indra will be, excuse me. Indra will be providing a report to the board, and we'll be having discussion with her for approximately 40 minutes tomorrow. So there'll be plenty of time for Indra to talk about things that she does not need to talk about during public comment. This is your time. Eddie Ellis. Is Mr. Ellis not here? Jacinta or Jacinta Higgs, followed by Serene Roberts and Kathy Davis. Is Jacinta Higgs here? No? Okay. Is she? Jacinta Higgs? Okay, well, we'll proceed, and when she comes back, we'll return to her. Serene Roberts? Not seeing Serene. Kathy Davis, then Arun Aguiar.
Hello, I'm Kathy Davis, the Public Affairs Director for WBAI Radio. And we have just finished one more very arduous fundraising campaign on the air, and unfortunately we did not meet our goals. This is not exactly what I wanted to talk about, though. What I wanted to talk about is the erosion of the ability of the radio station to function and the staff to function because of the internalized politics that are manifesting on the local, our local station board. And I feel that there needs to be some a willingness for people to step back and not be so intent on winning and not be so intent on destroying the person on the opposite side, and allow the staff to address the issues of running the radio station without fearing that they're going to be aggressively dealt with by members of the board, depending on the factions. So I just think there needs to be a step back and a looking and a communication between the LSB and the staff at the radio station.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Arun Aguiar, and it looks like I might be the last of the speakers, and so that gives me. Oh no, okay, I got to revise my presentation then. But now I've already got it set, so let me say it. If I were the last, then I would have to ask you the question. You gentlemen have heard a lot of people express virtually the same kind of sentiment, and I want to know what y'all are going to do about it. Are you going to be the wailing wall to whom we just come and wail? Are you going to be the Sphinx who just sits there without reacting? Are you going to be the oracles at Delphi? Because you've heard it all. And in fact, I think you haven't really heard the degree of passion and horror and shock and frustration which really exists in the station. I was very active until we were able to put the station management back after the Christmas coup. And then I followed Leslie Kagan into the anti-war movement and basically did not have much to do with the station. About a month ago, I came back looking really excitedly towards seeing a vibrant, throbbing, beautiful, exciting station. It's been such a disillusionment. I've been wearing this shirt saying, "We will not be silent." It's really meant for the government. It's meant against the administration. Frankly, I think we, listeners and other people who are interested, we got to be using this shirt every time you confront and meet somebody in BAI, because things are just so bad. They're so horrible. Tomorrow, if I have some more time, I'll elaborate.
Thank you very much. Eric Williams. Eric Williams, followed by Roger Manning, Jane Jackson, and Carolyn Burden is the last speaker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow broadcasters. My name is Eric Williams. I'm a reporter at the WBAI Evening News, which runs Monday through Friday. First, let me get a few things out of the way. I am neither a member of, nor do I represent, any faction at WBAI. I have no interest in starting the next revolution or race riot. Instead, I want to talk about radio new audiences, expanding the subscription base, and thinking about positive steps to help turn around the status quo. Many of my colleagues have dreams and ways to make this happen. While there is nothing wrong with dreams, I have a plan. We speak of giving voice to the voiceless and closely examining topics, issues, and communities that fall into this category. One such community is the Brazilians. They are the fastest growing immigrant group of Latin Americans living among us. On March 20th, I produced and took part in a pilot program featuring Brazilian music. The response to this bilingual program was overwhelmingly positive. Yet the Brazilian community in New York and nationally is ignored and unrepresented by the mainstream media. At the same time, their numbers are formidable, unofficially 2 million. Here in the New York metropolitan area, about 500,000. I should know. I've done the research. I've documented, number crunched, and presented a detailed 26-page proposal addressing this community.
Time.
I'm out of time?
Someone seats some time so that we could hear this presentation?
It's just a few more lines. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's the shorter than the Gettysburg Address, I assure you. The March program, it drew notice in the local Brazilian press in the metropolitan area, and it created a buzz. And I should add, we added 5 new subscribers to WBAI. Yes, indeed, they signed on, in spite of the fact that this was a non-fund drive show. There is a need for such a program, and currently there are no radio outlets for this community. On September the 3rd of this year, 1.3 million people will attend the annual Brazilian Day Festival in Times Square. It's an audience we can have access to. Right now, this community is very excited about the prospect of having such a program on WBAI, and it would be a win-win for all, not only for those of us at WBAI, but for the entire network. Let me just conclude by saying, like the readers of those publications who tuned into WBAI last month, March, I ask what's next, and I want to thank you for... I want to thank you for your time and giving me the time, and I want to ask the National Board to support this effort to reach this large and underrepresented community. You all have a good night.
Roger Manning, Jane Jackson, and Carolyn Burton.
Hi, everybody. I'm Roger Manning. I'm on the staff at WBAI on the website. And I'm the former Pacifica secretary, and it's nice to see a lot of you folks today. Certainly no one or several people are, you know, to blame for the strife at WBAI, at the board, and at the station and so forth, but I'd like to focus on one person who I feel has contributed quite a bit, and that is Bob Lederer. It's not always apparent what Bob's working on or what he's behind, but because there's many presenters of things that he's involved in. In any case, the motive is not always so obvious either. There's things presented, reasons for the things that are being put forward, but the real reason, much of the time, in terms of attacks on various board members specifically, is to remove political opponents. In fact, if Bob had his way a few years ago, many of you people would not be sitting on this board of directors because he was against, initially, the new system of elections and elected boards at Pacifica and greater inclusiveness and diverse opinions and input. Bob is an extremely talented person. I've worked with him on the website over a number of years, although not talented in all ways. He's very convincing, very intelligent, and very well at organizing things. Unfortunately, His methods have been extremely destructive, divisive, corrupt, and at times even criminal in terms of a lot of the political going on.
Sorry, I'm going to pull that out of order. Thank you very much, Roger. We don't accept statements of attribution of that sort.
Well,
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine.
You're at time. James
but
Jackson?
I would ask that...
I'm sorry, no.
James Bob
Jackson? I'm sorry. Statements like that will not be entertained by this board.
Resign now. Thank
James
you.
James Jackson, please. Can somebody assist Jane with the microphone?
Good evening. I'm Jane Jackson. I'm back on the LSB from KPFA. And I'm concerned, I'm delighted about hearing about Fort Arthur, Texas, but I had to listen to my local radio television station to hear about some of the activities of Malik Rahim in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, and I wonder if anybody is taking that issue seriously. I'm just back from Cuba, and I understand in my absence that one of our board members brought forth a resolution to try to assist their request for our assistance. And it seems to me that we need to do something to do just exactly that. And I'm really very sad that the racism workshop was not open to LSB members, because after all, that's the route from which you come. And other than that, my question is about transportation to the station this evening. I was told the public system was accessible, but are we using public money for an inaccessible transit system that only takes some of us?
Odie, can you please assist Jane? Carolyn Burden. Thank you, Jane.
Good evening. Carolyn Burden from the BAI LSB. And I do want to remind the board that we seem to have... different interpretations of the rules. The WBI LSB chair has allowed unfettered vilification and attacks, verbal and almost physical, on other members of the board, by members and by supporters of the majority faction on the board. It has been, they've been obscene and vicious and frightening. The argument has always been that listener comment is not censored, and yet you have just made a rule which, if in fact is correct, should apply to the local committee, since we are creatures of the parent board. LSBs are creatures of the parent board, so I would like you to decide whether or not this sort of vilification at the WBI LSB can be allowed to continue. It is horrendous, I kid you not, and we will certainly be glad to send you videos and audios if you like. I didn't start out to say that. What I started out to say was to ask you to please tomorrow, one of the election committee motions that you're being asked to consider has to do with the clarification of rules regarding essentially member representation. As you know, one of our members has been kept off the board by what we think are illegal rules, application of the rules, manipulation of the rules by certain people who are determined to silence critics. I'm not saying that this member didn't deserve to be suspended for a meeting or whatever the rules allow, but in fact this has been a de facto permanent suspension under the guise of a temporary suspension. Right. And I'd ask you to look at that and make sure that your rules are being applied clearly and even-handedly all around the station. Thank you.
That's public comment for this evening. Before it was asked that I read briefly what our agenda is for the rest of the weekend so people know. But before I do that, I just want to say that in the 2.5 years I've been on this board and the 2 years I was on the coming to IPMB meetings and the several years before that at previous PMB meetings, I have never seen the listeners so willing to respect the time that we asked them to hold themselves to, despite the fact that it was shorter than we usually do. So I want to really say thank you to everybody because it was remarkable. And it doesn't mean, and I just want to say I think that that willingness makes us hear it more intently and not we don't hear less, we hear more. And so I really do appreciate it because it's a long and tiring weekend. And I really appreciate everybody coming and how much you care about Pacifica. And I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that. Tomorrow we're going to start our open session at 9 a.m. and we'll go to 12:05 with committee reports and associated motions. The Finance Committee for 15 minutes will be spending an hour on programming, governance, elections, affiliates, archives, and Committee of Inclusion. From 12:05 to 1 p.m. we will be having lunch. From 1 to 1:15, a compliance, an ADA compliance update. 1:15 to 2:15, we'll be having a thematic discussion on the future of staffing, paid and unpaid, and volunteerism. From 2:15 to 2:55, we'll have 40 minutes of public comment, followed by a 20-minute break. From beginning at 3:15, we'll have management reports that will include the executive director's report and discussion for 30 minutes, 30-minute discussion on technology, a 5-minute break followed at 4:20 by one of our two focus stations for this meeting, KPFT. We'll be spending 40 minutes with their KPFT GM, Dwayne Bradley, followed by 40 minutes from 5 to 5:40 of station Q&A with WPFW, KPFA, and KPFK managers. 5:40 to 6:40, we'll be having dinner. 6:40 to 7:10, finance with our CFO, Lonnie Hicks, and the thematic dialogue from 7:10 to 8:10 on how we create space for new initiatives at the stations. From 8:10 to 8:40, Indra Hardat will be presenting on WBAI, and from 8:40 to 9 p.m., Brian DeShazers will be discussing the archives. On Sunday, 9 to 10 a.m., an executive session, and then open session beginning at 10 to 11:15 for unfinished business. 11:15 to noon, a thematic dialogue on digital distribution approaches, if time allows. 12 to 12:30 on Sunday will be public comment. 12:30 to 1:15, a working lunch featuring the WBAI presentation. And 1:15 to 3 p.m. will be remaining unfinished business and any new business. Thank you very much for coming.
Mr. Chairman.
We have an invitation to for a reception at WBAI. Yeah, Don.
I regret that I didn't raise this during the approval of the agenda. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., is it possible to have about a 2-minute report from PNB Audit Committee, which is not listed among either those reporting or those not reporting? I believe the newly elected chair of that committee will be here and would like to make about a 2-minute report.
Is there any objection to adding 5 minutes for the audit report?
Six.
I did say two, actually. Probably two is enough.
Okay.
What did you say?
Without objection, without objection, we will add that. Thank you.
I think he really only wanted 2 minutes. That's
The subways have been down. Would somebody like to come on the microphone and give people directions on how to get there?
You can take the number 6 train here, change to the number 4 or 5, take that to Wall Street.
The 6 you get at 51st and Lexington.
Right. And then change to the 4 and 5 at 42nd Street, and then take that to Wall Street, and then you have to walk down Wall Street to away from the World Trade Center Ground Zero site the other way.
And I'd like to ask, it's 120 Wall Street, I'd like to ask all directors to please take your book with you, and you may want to read through some of the reports so that for tomorrow's business we're much more efficient and people will be prepared. So please do remember to take your board packet with you.
Yeah.